So with us is Van Jones, who's the author of The Green Collar Economy, How One Solution Can Fix Our Two Biggest Problems. We're going to shift gears a little bit and talk about the election. In this economic climate, and with just a few weeks to go, the undecideds are becoming decided. Van, are you undecided?
I'm not undecided, but because I'm here in my 501c3 capacity, I can't talk about it.
He's undecided. He's just non-committal. He's no comment.
A law-abiding citizen, and that's what we'll call you, man.
Exactly.
Undecided is different than no comment.
So that's right. But yeah, I feel a lot of hope, and I'm hoping for changes.
You know, well, let's see if you can put some hope into these undecided voters that are joining us now. Joe Eveland is a lifelong Republican. He's a spa repairman and a mechanic, and he's on the line from Danville, Pennsylvania. Joe, thanks for being with us.
You're welcome.
Tina Gavin is a Republican who's on the line from Manassas, Virginia. Tina, thanks for joining us this morning.
You're welcome.
And Anson Burlingame is a Republican who's on the line from Joplin, Missouri. Anson, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
So, Joe, let me begin with you. Have you gone from undecided to decided?
Are you talking to me? I'm sorry.
Joe, yeah.
I have decided. I made a decision.
When did you do that, and can you tell us your decision?
Well, actually, my decision came a while ago, but I've gone with Barack Obama just in listening to everything and comparing and seeing who's more sincere and who's going to do a better job.
Lifelong Republican went for Obama. That's quite a journey, it seems like, but maybe not so much for you?
No, well, you know, and I feel that in the past I've actually not voted properly because a Democrat or Republican shouldn't matter. Just who will do the best job should matter. And I've voted for Bushes, I'm not going to lie, and I voted the wrong way. I didn't, you know what I mean, I didn't use the right criteria to pick someone.
All right. Interesting. Some regrets there from Joe Eveland. Stay with us, Joe. Tina Gavin, are you approaching the tipping point there in Manassas, Virginia?
I think the debate last night did it for me. I do not think I could vote for McCain after listening to him on the debate last night. I still have a few things that I'm not sure about for Barack Obama, but he does seem to me to be the better of the two choices.
Does the economy have anything to do with all of this? You mentioned the debate.
It does. I'm a little disappointed in both of them in the way they've kind of backpedaled on the responsibility for finding an answer to this bailout program, or as they tried to say last night, the rescue program. Mm-hmm. I really don't understand as much as they tried to point fingers about who had earmarks or pork belly spending, why more wasn't done to make mm-hmm. sure that didn't happen this.
Tina Gavin, a Republican, but has decided to go for Obama with a few questions. Anson Burlingame, there apparently is a big fence down there in Joplin, Missouri, and you're firmly on top of it. You haven't decided yet, right?
That's correct. I'm since the debate last night, I'm leaning to one side, but I have not made a final decision.
What side are you leaning to?
McCain.
And why is that?
I am looking for leadership. I strictly want to pick the president that is the man or the person that is going to be able to lead us into the unknown, which is just around the corner. It's here. We don't know where we are or what the ultimate outcome is going to be on the war, on terror, and I mean that in its broadest context, not just Iraq and Afghanistan. I don't think anybody in the world has a solution yet to the economic problem. So it's going to be leadership.
Is that your priority on issues, Iraq, the war on terror, and then the economy?
No, I am. I don't want to talk about issues. I want to talk about leadership. I want to talk about the ability to take an extraordinarily difficult problem and move forward in the right direction for the country.
Well, Joe and Tina, you want to work on Anson here, or do you think you're just going to leave him to his own decision? Joe?
Well, you know, like I said, I feel that in the past that I have made decisions based on the wrong reasons, and I no disrespect, But I think he needs to look a little deeper into John McCain because, I mean, for last night, for example, I don't know if anybody picked up on this. I don't think he's even read the bailout plan. He said that if he's elected president, he's going to buy up all these mortgages, and that's already in the bailout plan. You know what I mean? He has, to me, he has distinctively shown that he's not in touch with a lot of the issues.
Okay, Joe, let's take it to Anson in the last minutes that we have here. Anson, what do you say to that?
Baloney. The bailout plan is over 450 pages long. I don't think any senator or any congressman has read the bailout plan in its entirety.
Fair point.
Was talking about was not buying. He was talking about buying homes. He wasn't talking about buying mortgages. He was talking about letting the government negotiate new mortgages based upon a realistic current value of the homes, having the homes based. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Fair point, Anson. No, you make a good point. Tina, I'm going to give you the last word, and then we're going to go out on you.
I believe that both these gentlemen have good points, but fortunately we live in America, and that's our choice to choose who we want to take us in the next 4 to 8 years. And
Go ahead, Tina.
Just for me, I don't think McCain would take us in the direction we need to go. But
right.
That's just my opinion.
Well, no, that's fine. It's a great little endorsement of democracy there, and another argument not to panic in these tough economic times. Tina, Anson, and Joe, thanks so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
Joe Evelyn, Tina Gavin, and Anson Burlingame were in Danville, Pennsylvania, Manassas, Virginia, and Joplin, Missouri, respectively. And Van, I'm going to give the last word to you. You hear some people making up their minds.
I think that's great. I mean, the upside of all the bad news is that people get pulled into political engagement, pulled into thinking about tough economic issues. You get a reawakening of democracy. Right now, I think you're having an engagement dividend that will pay off much, much longer than this crisis.
Interesting. The Green Collar Economy is the title of Van Jones's book, How One Solution Can Fix Our Two Biggest Problems. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you very much.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.